There were strange things done in the midnight sun long since McGee or Grew. Like the hunt begun back in 31, every word of this is true. He was Albert Johnson, some men say, though no one knows for sure. But every man who's lived a Yukon day knows of what the man endured. The Mad Trapper from Red River. The Mad Trapper, throng of the Yukon moon. Well, men often fled to the Yukon to escape the condition back home, to run from the law or a woman, a place to disappear and fight your ghost alone. So it was with cordial intentions brought constables King and Bernard to welcome this man to the Northlands. They knocked in the quiet woods, but the Mounties were ignored by the Mad Trapper from Red River. The Mad Trapper, throng in the Yukon moon. Now the Mounties knew by the chimney's plume there was fire in that shack, and the fresh white snow by the cabin door said if he left no track. This was Yukon bush on a clear, cold day where a holler rings for miles, so a two-day trek to Fort McPherson to check on the cause of the strange denial. Well, they asked around every man in town and from miles of snow beyond of this new recruit to a frozen land where the weak don't last for long. They could find no friend or kin who knew this Johnson from away, so 2 days more to the river shore and the bunker where he lay. The Mad Trapper from Red River. The Mad Trapper, throng of the Yukon moon. They arrived at his lonesome pine cabin, still friendly but wary and calm. They knew he was in there and waiting. One knock on the cabin door, one bullet from a madman's gun. A posse of Mounties and trappers was rousted once King was returned with a hole in his chest from the bullet. His Mountie pride had won that his courtesy had earned. Well, 48 days in Kansas might not seem like long to you, but he outran man and he outran dog 6 weeks in 32. In a land where the sun barely cracks the sky at that time of the year, and the cold so fierce it'd take your eyes just as soon as take your ear, he shouldered up 200 pounds, 200 pounds, they weighed it. They thought they had him once, but then he killed again and made it. Not once above, 40-odd below, and the wind howled like a razor. And the Mountie's never far behind, no fire, rest, or peace. The Mad Trapper from Red River. The Mad Trapper, throng of the Yukon moon. And finally ran out of running, weary of being their prey. He dropped to his knees, guns a-blazing. They pumped him full of lead till quietly he lay. The Mad Trapper from Rat River. The Mad Trapper, strong as the Yukon moon.